book of 2 Peter chapter 1. I love West Virginia.
Me too.
I mentioned this to Debbie. We were at Hardee's getting our breakfast biscuit on our way up here. And you look out in front of you, you see Bob Bevins, see a new Applebee's, or fairly new Applebee's, a brand new motel over here. Up on the hill, there's a strip club. In between Applebee's and Bob Bevins, at the back, you can see two cows. Just grazing. You gotta like this country. There's something for everybody. Thinking, okay, that's all right. I don't mind. There is an advantage sometimes being about 5 to 10 years behind civilization. It lets me get used to it before it gets here sometimes. 2 Peter chapter 1, and I want to read like the first four verses. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I'm just going to stop right there. Basically what this is about is Peter's address. What he's addressed, who he's addressed this letter to, and the descriptive form he uses. This letter is addressed to Peter's brethren in Christ. He doesn't use this term here. He uses another form, which I think is significant and very good. This letter is addressed to those who have obtained like precious faith. Now, first of all, I considered the word obtain. Now, this is not getting saved, as some people preach it. Oh, I've obtained it. That's not the definition of a word here. We have obtained it. But if you look at the Greek word, it gives three definitions for it. And not one of them says choosing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This like precious faith, which is obtained, it says, number one, to obtain by lot. 1A says to receive by divine allotment. Obtained. And the second verse, second definition is to cast lots or to determine by lot. Those that have obtained did not obtain by their works. The Bible is clear on this. And so is Peter. Because people will use something like this and take it and say, oh no, you got to do this. You've got to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. No. Matter of fact, most people won't accept Jesus as he is. Because most people do not know Jesus as he is. Now, you can have your personal Savior. You can make any kind of profession you want. But to know Christ is a whole nother matter. The truth about lots, Walter quoted it, I think, not too long ago. is in Proverbs 16:33. It goes like this: the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Yeah.
That's what obtained means here.
Yeah.
If you've obtained it, it was disposed of by the Lord that you obtained it. Divine allotment. I like that. Divine allotment. That's how this obtaining was obtained. Peter expands upon this with his follow-up statement. This obtaining, just in case you weren't sure about it, was through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our will, our works, our choice did not obtain this faith. This like precious faith was a divine allotment from the Father and the Son and the Spirit. This like precious faith is a gift from God to His chosen people. Christ allots this faith to us. And that's because He's in charge of the allotment.
Yeah.
Not me, not you, not anybody else. He's in charge of the allotment. He gives to those that He wills, as He wills, and when He wills. And when God gives faith, the elect person, the chosen, His chosen, His people, obtain it. Now, the second thing here is this faith is called like precious. That's one word in the Greek. And I meant to write it down what it was so I could pronounce it, but I forgot. But it's one word. And the definition is basically equally precious. Like precious. The ones to whom Peter was writing had this same precious faith.
Amen, that's right.
Equally precious faith. If you don't have the same faith as Peter, the apostle,
there you go.
He wasn't writing to you.
Right.
He's not talking to you. Matter of fact, if you don't have that faith, it's neither like nor precious. This is because there's only one true faith. This is the faith of Jesus Christ. Peter was in agreement with what Paul wrote to the Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. If you have obtained like precious faith. There is only one faith. True faith. And this faith is the gift of God to His people. The faith of God's elect is God's faith. Ellen, we talked about this, what Earl said, and that's part of where I got some of this. It's perfect. God's gift of faith is perfect. God's people are perfect in Christ. Now, we're not perfect in ourselves. I'm not perfect in myself. But if I have this like precious faith, I have within me a perfect faith. I wish I knew what to do with it. Because I'm not perfect in myself. My belief wavers. My walk can be awful. My stumbling and falling, I'm pretty good at. My doubts about myself can be overwhelming at times. However, I believe this. His faith is perfect. It is a like precious faith, and it is perfect. My believing is at best spotty. It's imperfect. There's a reason we are to hate the garment spotted by the flesh. And that's because it's spotted by the flesh. Paul wrote of it, when I would do good, evil's present within me. Luckily, actually it's not luck, blessedly, when I would do evil, there's good present. This like precious faith. It's not going anywhere. Even though I may stray, the faith is still perfect. Paul wrote of it, 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Earl used to say clay pots. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Because I'm imperfect enough to want to boast. Especially if I was perfect. I'm bad enough as it is. I don't need any more help. The garment is spotted by the flesh, and I am a clay pot. I stumble. I fall. You stumble and you fall. But we've been promised, though we fall, or when we fall, we will not be utterly cast down. Because his faith is perfect. His faith is perfect. I'm not, but God sees me as perfect in Christ. God has declared me to be perfect in Christ. And so are you, if you have this like precious faith. There's only one faith. I'll hear it on TV, you know, where they talk about this ecumenicism sometimes, where people of different faiths get together. They're right.
Yeah.
They are different faiths.
Yeah.
Peter wasn't writing to them. There's only one like precious faith. The faith of God's elect is God's gift to his people. But people are all different. Some may believe more strongly than others. The faith is the same. It's a like precious faith. Some may believe strongly, more strongly than others. Some may believe more weakly than others. Some may just be louder than others. Just because somebody's quiet doesn't mean their faith's weak. Just because somebody's loud doesn't mean their faith's strong. Or they're believing strong. The faith is strong. This is where we're getting the problems with semantics, with words. We'll have to split some hairs or something. It may just be that some people are just louder than others. There are those who stand before you and preach, and they may not believe any more strongly than you do. I can only speak personally, but I have faults. failures. I fall and sometimes feel absolutely wretched at times about my lack of belief. But I'm not going to list them or tell you all about them or cry about them, because I want to speak of the like precious faith that I think I have, and I hope you have. But he gives it to all of his people, because there's only, like I said, there's only one faith, God's faith. The faith of Christ is the same, it is like, and it is precious, because it is perfect. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, nor shadow, not even a shadow of turning. The faith is in Christ Jesus. This is the same faith of the Old Testament prophets, priests, the New Testament apostles, the heroes of faith from Hebrews, Walter, as it's called. It's good, it's perfect, and it comes down from the Father of lights to his people. This gift is so perfect that it never waxes or it wanes, neither one. And it never, ever goes away. You cannot drive away the gift of God. People got this goofy idea. You can be saved, you can be lost, you can be saved, you can be lost by what you do. That's fine if you get saved by what you do. But if you've got like precious faith, it came down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, with whom there is not even a shadow of turning, that good and perfect gift is not going anywhere. No matter what anyone says. There's a lot of people that don't have it, thought they did. And they can go anywhere they want, and they will. But this faith never waxes, it never gets any better, it never gets any worse. It's perfect. And it never goes away. Our believing is far from perfect, because we're depraved still. We're still human. I want more. The faith of God's elect is perfect because God's faith is perfect and he gave it to them. It's not what we do with it. And that hangs up a lot of other people. It's not what I do with faith, although I will do something. Yeah. I think there's something about being ordained to walk in good works somewhere in there. Oh yeah, right after by grace you're saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Because we would. The faith of God's elect is perfect because God's perfect. And he gave it. Believers are given a perfect faith which will never be taken from them, which can never be driven away from them, because he is the Father of lights. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We, those of like precious faith, are saved by grace through faith. His faith. His faith. His gift. And like I said, this precious faith is in Him. Our believing doesn't save us. Our faith is not in our believing. Our faith is in Christ. It's in Him whom we believe. Excuse me. Because He is good. Christ is good. Christ is perfect. Christ is true, and every man is a liar. Christ is light. Christ is life. He is right. He is righteous. He is creator. He is Lord. He is all. I believe Him. If you have this like precious faith, you believe Him. Our belief may not be perfect. And some days it's not even good. But the belief is there. Because of the faith, which is perfect. The belief of whether you are in Him or not can change. I doubt sometimes. I wonder. Because sometimes you just don't feel saved. I don't feel good about myself. And I'm not going to tell you why. Mainly because it's of what lies within me. And I know it's there. And I do my darndest not to show it sometimes. But I still do. And it's still there whether I show it or not. I mean, Paul wasn't joking when he wrote that, Mason. When I do good, evil is present in me. Because I want to take credit for doing good. And generally it's not that good anyway. And I'm a lot better at doing evil than I am at doing good. That's just honesty. Or a lot more prone to it, let's put it that way. It comes a lot more naturally to the natural man. I may doubt whether I am one of Christ's or not. But this is the funny thing. I don't doubt Him. I don't doubt Christ. Whether I'm one of His or not, I know He's the one. And I take that as a good sign. Whether I'm one or not, whether I'm in or out, whether I have this like precious faith or not, He's the one spoken of throughout this book. He's the only one that fulfills everything in this book. I have hope because He's my hope. I want to add, as he continues on here, Peter does, I want to add to my faith virtue and knowledge, temperance, patience or endurance, godliness or piety, brotherly kindness and love. Those of like precious faith want these things also. Believers do not want to be barren or unfruitful. That's not soul winning, okay? barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. In the knowledge of God. Believers, those of like precious faith, want to learn of Christ. That's another good sign. The true Christ, not one that, maybe not the one you grew up with, maybe it is. It wasn't the one I grew up with. And I know some others here it's not the one they grew up with. Believers want to know Christ. Believers may worry. They don't believe enough. Believers may worry they may not have enough. But if they know Christ, they got everything they need. Peter continues down here, making your calling and election sure. Don't go by your feelings. Lord of mercy, don't go by your feelings. I refuse to go by my feelings because it's not good. Feelings change. One day you're up, one day you're down. I still remember that book Earl gave me with that fellow's diary. He was a fellow from Puritan days. And he wrote in his diary, and see, this is what happens when you don't have television, because you got too much time on your hands sometimes. He wrote, felt some, you know, ecstatic, whatever. Felt very good this morning. This afternoon, got way depressed. Felt better later in the afternoon, in the evening, and had some sweetness. Later on, somebody said something to depress the heck out of me. That's my whole life, okay? But I'm not writing it down. I'm not living in the depression or in the unbelief that still is within me. I believe Him. And He's my hope.
Amen, that's right.
Not even the fact that I believe Him is my hope. He's the hope. He's perfect. If you've ever come to the place when you can stop believing Him, then you need to make your calling and election sure, for sure, for certain. Because something's definitely wrong. But I can't stop believing Him. Not yet. I'm not trying either. But I can't stop believing Him. I may not believe me. I may not believe you. But I can't stop believing Him. And that's why I come here. Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Have you been there? Have you been there? You know that feeling. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him.
Amen.
The man said one time to an evangelical preacher who tried to preach an uplifting sermon, he said, I tell my people, quit if you can.
Sure.
If you got somewhere better to be, you might as well be there.
Right. Amen. That's right.
If you got somewhere better to go, you might as well go. But if you don't have anywhere better to go, I suggest you follow Him. I suggest you believe Him. Because He does have the words of eternal life.
Amen.
It's another reason that like precious faith is not going anywhere. That's eternal life. Never ending. Which means it never ends. Which means it's eternal. For the which cause I also suffer these things. These are words of Paul writing to Timothy. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. There is a commitment. There is a choice. When you believe him, when he gives you that like precious faith, there are good works. You can't take credit for them, but they're good works. Because it's of him that worketh in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. And I thank him for that, because otherwise I wouldn't have any. He is able. He never varies. And there's not even a shadow of turning in him. Not even a shadow. I like that. I might walk through the shadow of the valley of death. There's not a shadow in turning in him. He has given his people like precious faith. And I believe he's given it to me. Because I believe him. And I want to know him. And God. And the Spirit. Because these three are one. And they agree in one. And I want to know one.
Right.
Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this time. We've gathered together, spirit and in truth, to try to preach to you, to ourselves, myself, and others, of the feelings we have. And I know feelings change, but we have them. And we have to deal with them, and you know that. But thank you most of all for the like precious faith which you have given to your people, wherever they are, so that they are truly our brethren, your children. We thank you in Christ's name for this and everything else. Amen.
Amen.